Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Nice game last night, Pods. They got to back it up. That's what good NBA players do. Back-to-back good games. You know what Rick Barry said?
I don't.
Great players never have bad back-to-back games. And you know what? Trust me, he's right. He's right.
We've seen a couple back-to-back stinkers from greats.
I know, but for as a general rule, we respond.
I think in the big games, you generally don't see them. Like, maybe in the regular season. there was something last night that I know we're going to get into. You know, I apologize for teasing this for about an hour. We haven't gotten to the Draymond stuff, but Dylan Brooks is an idiot.
Oh, my God.
Dylan Brooks is an absolute idiot. Number one, I mean, I'm not the fashion police. Goo can help you out there, but did you cannot get a technical when you're not in the game and you're chirping at Curry from the side? That game was not over, and it felt like that was the death knell for the Suns. And when they put Dylan Brooks' face up on the Chase Center screen board, I don't think anybody wasn't booing him in that arena. It was like, what are you doing? Even Jalen Green, who's more, you know, dressed up and colorful and drawing more attention to himself than anybody, Dylan Brooks is sitting there with the, I don't know, like the Axel Foley shades, and I just didn't like any of it. And I'm a fan of his game, but that dude's an idiot.
As Guru would say, I got to be careful here.
You better be careful.
But the whole thing wasn't a good look for Dylan Brooks, the Suns, or the NBA.
I mean, what's he doing? He's an idiot.
Well, Bruce. Hey, by the way, did I see Bochy's going to advise? He's going to advise the Giants?
Special advisor.
Let me tell you something. Our president needs an advisor. Posey.
Is that how you took it?
Absolutely.
I took it as Tony Vitello better watch out. Don't have a slow start. We got a righty waiting in the bullpen.
Stop it.
That's pretty funny. All right. So Draymond Green, as you know, is somewhat outspoken. And he has his own podcast right here on the Odyssey Network. And he was also on a podcast yesterday with Jordan Schultz. Draymond Green talks football. And
kind of.
I've heard Draymond Green talk football, and I got to tell you, I love it. I just love hearing Draymond talk about sports. I really do, because he's got a perspective you don't hear much, and it's a pro athlete who I do think is telling the truth. But we had a little reaction to this, and maybe we got to talk about it. Take a listen, Draymond Green.
Dak's a bum. Oh.
Dak's not a bum.
He's an MVP candidate.
Yeah, that's fine. He's getting some numbers, and they stink. Dak's a bum.
He's not a bum, dog. He's a quarterback.
No. No, he's a bum. They'll never win with Dak.
You're too smart, and you know too much about football to say Dak Prescott's a bum.
I won 4 championships, Jordan. So you got to understand, when I say bum, I'm not saying Dak Prescott isn't a good NFL quarterback. Of course he's a good NFL quarterback. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying when the money's on the line, when it's for all the marbles, who are you? He a bum.
I totally disagree.
Yeah,
what
has he done in those moments? Been a bum.
He is.
He's been a bum in the moments, Jordan. When they had their best team, best offensive line in the league, they had all that to get to the playoffs, and he a bum.
But the story isn't fully written yet.
It's pretty written because now he's making $65 million and it's way harder to win. Like, you got to be so, like, Patty Mahomes good to be, like, that highly paid and still go win. Like, that's a very hard thing to do. Like, it's over.
All right, that's Draymond Green talking about Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. Why don't you start?
I think it's a little harsh. Bum is such a strong word. All right, let me ask you this. Who do you think is a good NBA comp for Dak Prescott? And while you sit on it, I got one in mind.
All right.
Paul George.
Okay.
I think Paul George is a fair comp for Dak Prescott. Neither of them have had really long-term playoff success. They've both been involved in regular season accolades. They're both maybe borderline Hall of Famers by the time their career is over. They both are overpaid, and they both play for teams that their contract prohibits their team's ability from getting better.
Right.
He would never call Paul George a bum. He just wouldn't. He would never call Paul George a bum. And that's where I have a problem with it, because he's talking about football. And I actually thought Schultz said something interesting, which is like, you're too smart for that and you know football. We should just stopped after you're too smart for that. Because if you're calling Dak Prescott a bum, then you don't know football. Is Dak Prescott a guy I want in a playoff game? No. I've been critical of Dak Prescott. I think that Brock Purdy, when he's at his best, is better than Dak Prescott. But Dak Prescott is not a bum. And to call him that is just, it almost felt like he was doing it for clicks, which maybe he was.
Well, I don't like the term bum either. That's one that I for a guy like me, I would be reluctant to use. Now, he's a pro athlete. The one thing he explained, but his explanation to me proves that he shouldn't have used the word, is he really meant he's a bum when the chips are down, right? Because he finished runner-up in the regular season a couple years ago as a quarterback. I guess what bothers me a little bit is he would rip anybody else for using that term on a pro athlete that he disagreed wasn't a bum. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think that Dak is a really easy target because he plays for the Dallas Cowboys, who, unless you're a Cowboys fan, no one likes, and I understand. He makes the most money of any quarterback in the league, and he's not the best quarterback in the league, and he's consistently come up short in the biggest of games. He is the easiest target in the NFL. And so to me, it's like, you talk about Draymond going after Europeans.
Right.
Dak's not European, but he's an easy target.
True.
He's another easy target that Draymond has no problem putting crosshairs on and going after. Like, you know, whether it's bum or not clutch or whatever, like, I don't like the word bum, but even for Draymond to just go after Dak Prescott, it's like, sure. Yeah, we can all say Dak doesn't show up, but Dak is whack, Dak sucks, Dak stinks. Okay, say that about your NBA brethren then. James Harden consistently shows up or doesn't show up in big games. You know who else recently hasn't showed up in big games? He's a champion. Klay Thompson's had a couple stinkers in elimination games.
Right.
But he's a champion, so you wouldn't go there. I think, well, maybe that's too strong, but Paul George is the guy to me that I consistently fall back. Paul George's most memorable postseason moment is when he missed a game winner in the playoffs for the Indiana Pacers, and they immediately cut to his Gatorade commercial where he makes a fictional game winner.
Oh, I missed that.
That's Paul George. It's Dame Lillard waving goodbye to him after knocking him out of the postseason in OKC. That's Paul George. But you would never call him a bum. And it's as much about Draymond taking the low road as it is like just not having the guts to go after guys that he's cool with.
Yeah, okay, there's certain words I don't use. Like, you know why I don't use bum? Is because I've heard Shaq use it a lot. And I know that when he uses it, it is a term that he uses for the worst of the worst guys in the league. You know what I mean? Like, a bum is, you don't respect the person, you don't respect their game, you don't think anything of it. Like, I couldn't use the word bum for a pro player. I might say he stinks, but that's got a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek. But I
think he stinks.
Yeah, that's, everybody knows I'm kind of joking there. But bum is a bridge too far for me. Like, bum, scrub, I don't like scrub either. And in a weird way, like, I think there are some words that they're off limits to me. One is bum, one is scrub, and of course the other is a choker. I don't like choker. Now, scrubini, I think I'm a little more lighthearted. Like, I think when you say somebody's a scrub, you're saying they stink. When you're saying scrubini, it's like, and I's a ninth man and he hurt you last night. Something like that. I know we're getting into semantics. But
yeah, it's about the word, which I think is triggering to people. And that's probably why he uses it. But I mean, maybe in his mind, bum isn't actually that bad.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe it's not.
But I think it's, well, I mean, you know, it's obviously not a curse word or anything, but
bum is a word you use when you have no respect for the individual.
Exactly. Like, you give me a word, you know, that you can say on the air and describe a player or players. There aren't many worse than he's a bum. You know what I mean? What's worse than he's a bum?
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's about as low as you could
say.
Is
a B word? I don't know.
Yeah.
The actual B word.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, but like, to me, I think that like Dre going after Dak Prescott, it's
a little low hanging fruit.
I mean, it's not that he hasn't done it before. I guess I just, well, first of all, to be fair, I didn't listen to the entire conversation, so I don't know how they got on the conversation of Dak Prescott, but there's a lot of other quarterbacks in the league that I would consider bums before I got to Dak Prescott.
That I would agree with. Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. I don't like calling somebody a loser either. But I've used that term before. I don't know. Let's go to Joe in Martinez. Wants to jump in here. Hey, Joe, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
All right.
I think Draymond's response, or using that word, was just an emotional response for that performance during that period. In other words, when he's in the playoffs and everything's on the line and he's got the skills, because he's already acknowledged that he's a good quarterback. He said that. So, you know, I think he's just using that word for that period of time where he's not coming through.
Gotcha. Yeah, I agree.
He's a good quarterback, and he said he's a good quarterback. But I think when you've got everything stacked, you know, you had a good line, everything's there, and you don't come through, it's just an emotional response. I don't think he means, you know, he's a garbage quarterback. He's just a bum. When that time comes, he's not coming through.
Right.
You know, he's being whatever the reason. He's just not coming through when he should be.
Yeah.
So,
no, I agree.
Don't too hard.
Yeah, no, thanks, Joe. I agree. I think that's what he meant. But okay, as long as we're really getting into it, who's the most important player on any football team for the most part? It's the quarterback.
Yeah.
So I do have a little bit of a problem, even though he is a four-time champion, getting to play alongside Steph, Clay, and Kevin Durant, Draymond. Like, I just think he's not the guy who should be calling Dak Prescott a bum. There's only one guy who could do that, and that's Steph, to my way of thinking.
Oh, yeah, but Steph would never do that, and that's what makes him Steph, and that's what makes Draymond Draymond. But okay, so if we're going to call guys who stink in the playoffs bums, fair. Totally fair. Lamar Jackson a bum? I'm just like, I have
He'd have to be,
no,
right?
I have this argument all the time with Goo, and I have no ammunition when it comes to the postseason. He's had some good games, there's no doubt, but large in part, Lamar Jackson has come up short in a lot of postseason performances where you could point to his individual efforts as being the reason why the Baltimore Ravens lose. Are you going to call Lamar Jackson a bum?
Because I would never.
Neither would I. Lamar Jackson is the opposite of a bum. He's one of the greatest players this league has, but he comes up short in the postseason.
Okay.
There's plenty of examples of guys that are great regular season performers that do not have their best foot forward, and I don't know if it's because, you know, they have problems mentally, they short circuit, they implode. I don't know. Like, I haven't been in those situations. I don't know. But I know that I would never call a player like that who is as great as Lamar Jackson in the regular season a bum because he comes up short in the postseason.
Yeah, and like, I get that Draymond is a four-time champion, so his standards as a pro athlete who's won four titles are ridiculously high. Like, I completely get that. But I just, like,
is Chris Paul a bum?
Well, that's what, I mean, if
like,
we got to be
honest.
There's
a lot of really good players that we could put in that category.
How many bums, if Dak Prescott's a bum, then how many bums have the Warriors and Draymond Green sent packing in basketball over the years? Is James Harden a bum? He couldn't get over on the Warriors. Chris Paul, another good one. Like
Durant?
I would never call those guys bums.
Neither would I. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, all right, we're taking it too literally. Fair. He's just talking about guys who come up short in big games. There's a long list of those dudes that I wouldn't consider bums, man. That's just, I don't know. I just feel like it's a little too strong.
And that's all.
Look, he's having the argument with Jordan, and Draymond's not a guy to back down either, which is one of the parts about him that makes him a great competitor. But, like, just doubling and tripling down on bum, I guess I just feel like that's beneath him.
Well, and he's also kind of doing what he can't stand what when media does it. You know what I mean? A media guy who doesn't play pro basketball, who would say it about a basketball player, he'd come to their defense. If you were an NFL player, he would come, like, every Cowboy should have Dak Prescott's back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, but, let's get a different perspective here from Blake in Concord. Says, probably not you, but I'm out of touch. What's up, Blake? How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, guys? Hey. Thanks for having me. Love listening to you.
Yep.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I can't wait to also see you guys tomorrow at Jackson Pleasant Hill.
Awesome, man. Come introduce yourself for sure.
Hell yeah.
That'll be great. I just want to comment on this bum conversation here. Draymond Green.
Yep.
Great, great defensive player. But if you took 50% of the NBA and you asked him, is Draymond a bum? At least 50% are going to say yes. I'm going to say that term bum is used loosely around sports. You know, we're always calling players bums. Dak Prescott, he's a bum. You know, Draymond Green, he's a bum. He opens his mouth way too much. I'm a huge Warriors fan, and I don't like Draymond. I never have. But, you know, Dak, come on. Okay, look at the last game against the Cardinals. He got blown.
Oh.
Did we lose him?
Blake, we're losing you, but that's fair. Here's my – okay, somebody help me out here. You know, excluding things you can't say on the radio, like what are the worst things you can say about a player? And my vocabulary, bum is one of the worst. Choke artist, choker, that's up there. Scrub is up there. But maybe there are words, like are there words out there that are even worse than calling somebody a bum, like that you can say on the radio?
To me, bum is just the lowest of the low. Like you don't deserve my air, basically. And maybe the appropriate term for Dak Prescott is he is a choker. Like, he chokes in big moments, in big games. And I know you don't like it, but I think that's more appropriate because, like, Dak Prescott's had... Okay, so before the last two games, right, before Denver and Arizona, if we're just going to look at Dak Prescott's season, he had had four consecutive games where he'd thrown three or more touchdowns with no picks. Nobody else in the league has done that this year. So, he's not a bum. Like, he's just not. I don't know, man. It's...
I know people are out there saying, are you guys really talking about this? But, yeah, like, honestly, I just wrote down a bunch of words.
Also, anybody that would call Draymond Green a bum, to me, would be an idiot. Because he's not. Draymond Green is the opposite of a bum. He is someone that has, at every single level, won. Winners ain't bums. You know, he might be an overachiever. People might consider him lucky or fortunate.
Right.
I don't think people call Draymond Green a bum. They might call him an idiot sometimes, but they don't call him a bum.
So somebody's saying, like, to me, I just wrote down some more words. Because Estimated Eyes on the YouTube chat said he thinks JAG is worse. The acronym for just a guy. JAG. Mm. I don't. I think bum is way worse than JAG. But, you know, I wouldn't use the word trash. I wouldn't call a guy trash either.
I think bum and trash are one and the same.
I kind of do too. What about...
It also speaks, I think it's like, that kind of speaks to your character too. Like if you're...
I agree.
Like, you gotta be a really bad dude for me to call you one of those two things.
Like you gotta be lousy... Think you're good,
like,
and never come through.
You know what I think? Ask me, who do you think of when you think of a bum?
Who do you think of when you think of a bum?
Jamarcus Russell. Jamarcus Russell was a bum. That guy stole money from the Raiders, had no intention of applying himself to be a good football player, was an awful quarterback, and didn't try whatsoever. That dude is a bum. Dak Prescott ain't a bum.
Right.
Like that's lowest. Like Jamarcus Russell, he was trash, bum, a scrub. Every word under the sun you want, trash, whatever you want to throw in there. That was Jamarcus Russell. He's a bum.
So in other words, and I got to credit the Josh Ram. So in other words, Moses Moody's a JAG.
And, boy. And, you did call him that.
And Jamarcus Russell is a jab. Yeah, he's just a bum.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That was
that's a five.
Yeah. I don't know. Bum to me, to me, a bum has to be it's not just you're not a great player. You have to be like a bad guy. You have to have done stuff off the court to me or off the field that, was sketchy.
It also has to be proven. Like, for example, you know, Trey Lance wasn't a good quarterback here. I don't really think he was given much of a chance, but I don't think he would have been great. I wouldn't call Trey Lance a bum. Like, I think he's a bust. I wouldn't call him a bum.
Bum, to me, bum is worse than bust. My way of
that's
thinking.
That's fair.
All right. Wordplay coming up on the other side. You can jump in. 888-957-9570 is the number. Hey, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. And tomorrow's the day, ladies and gentlemen. The Warriors Summit. Tomorrow, Thursday, November 6th, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts together discussing another Warriors season. We'll be 9 games into the season to give it a little bit different flavor. Willard and Dibs, they'll do their normal show from 2 to 4, and then all the hosts join from 4 to 6. We'll have great prizes to give away, drink specials, and your chance to meet all the hosts on the same day. That's tomorrow. You can get there at 2. You can get there at 3. You can get there at 4. Just get there. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, Thursday, November 6th. We'll see you there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.